Good morning. It's 9 o'clock, and this is an update on Hurricane Earl. Hurricane Earl continues to be a large Category 3 hurricane, moving to the northwest in the Atlantic Ocean, off to the northeast of the Bahama Islands. At 9 a.m., it's located about 180 miles east of the island of San Salvador in the Bahamas and approximately 770 miles south-southeast of Cape Hatteras. Peak winds are 125 miles per hour, the minimum pressure 943 millibars. Today, the expectations are that Earl continue moving on this northwesterly track, continue as a Category 3 hurricane. There may be some fluctuation in intensity because it's still over very warm water. Later on this evening and into tomorrow, a more north turn and then a more northeast turn are the projections from all our reliable computer models, and of course we are following those. But it would only take a minor deviation to either be farther offshore and less of a threat or actually make a direct impact on the Outer Banks in far eastern North Carolina. So all interests along the East Coast should pay attention to what will be happening over the next 24 to 48 hours in the Mid-Atlantic region. After that, Earl is expected to move to the northeast rapidly and come very close to the islands off Cape Cod or maybe parts of southern New England. More on that later in the day. Bill Reed reporting from the National Hurricane Center.